Welcome, everybody, back to Friar Talk. Today, we got some breaking news. Mike Shildt has been hired as the Padres manager. Now, it kind of came down, it felt like, to two candidates. It was going to either be him or Benji Gill. They ended up going with the guy that has more experience, probably, I would say, a safer hire if you want to go that route. We liked Benji Gill as well. We liked those two. We didn't really want some of the other candidates. We also kind of liked Ron Washington. He's gone. He's on the Angels now. But overall, I mean, we expected Mike Shildt to get hired. Like when the Bob Melvin news came out, we titled our video like Shildt's probably the next guy. Like that's what we fully expected to happen. Fast forward, like I don't know, like about a month later, and that's what they end up doing. It is kind of weird that it took so long. I guess they were looking around to see if there was anyone they liked more, but overall, they opt to go with Shildt. They opt to go in house. He's been a senior advisor for the Padres the last two seasons. He's kind of been directing the farm, doing stuff like that, which if you want to look on a bright side about this, I mean, the Padres farm system got kind of completely depleted, and now it's widely viewed as like a top 10 farm again, which is pretty insane when you consider all the trades that the Padres had in 2022. So, Chase, what are your thoughts on this move, man? What do you think? Do you like the overall direction with going with Mike Shildt? Do you feel like it's kind of too redundant with Bob Melvin? What's your takeaway from this one?
Well, I like it a lot better than if they were going to hire Ryan Flaherty. I know he was one of the top candidates, and you know it's kind of going away from the hey, you know, let's go with the Kepler and like a couple of the clubhouse guys. Like Shildt's been with the team, he knows the farm system, so it's not really a huge adjustment period for him. I think I would have liked Benji Gill a little bit more just because of the Latino presence that we have on the team. I feel like he may have been able to relate and just kind of get the team going a little bit better than Shildt has, but Shildt has experience. He's got a lot of experience dealing with star players when he was on the Cardinals. So I think, honestly, you couldn't have gone wrong with either or, especially since Shildt, you know, he's been with the Padres the past year. He's an in-house hire. He knows the farm. He knows what players can do. It's an ear adjustment for Shildt. Now let's just see if Preller manages to take a step back. You know, you have an experienced manager. He's been with him. He's been in the organization for the past 2 years. Let's see him run it. I mean, let's see how the team responds. Let's see how everything goes. But honestly, it's a really solid hire.
That was kind of my thought as well with just the overall, like, if you would have gone with Benji Gill, it could have been a banger hire. It could have been sweet. It could have been like, it was definitely like a bigger swing though, where, and I feel like we've seen this, like, it's probably a lot worse to miss on a manager like badly than to have like Jace Tingler than to have like a manager that's like, oh, this guy's an amazing manager. Like you know what you're going to get out of Shildt. So maybe the reason it took so long is because they were really considering Gill. Like that might be the case, which I like that they actually like did their due diligence if that's what kind of went down. Obviously, we don't know like what's going on behind closed doors. Also, the Peter Seidler stuff probably slowed this down a ton. But I mean, outside of like kind of that, like in the move, like I feel like it makes a lot of sense. I don't think there's a ton that we should expect to be changed for the Padres. I think one thing that is interesting that I think I definitely want to see more, like moving on from Bob Melvin, is that I do think that Bob Melvin struggled to manage the pitching staff. That was always our biggest critique of him. Now, if we're being honest with ourselves, we can't just solely blame Bob because he didn't always have a lot to work with. Like in the bullpen this year, they didn't have a lot to work with. The guys were struggling. So people get mad when he would make certain pitching changes. And it's like, guys, you're going to get mad either way because of who the options are. So I think we saw some of that. But I also think in the 22 playoffs, like, Bob Melvin went back to Clev and went back to Manaea too much. And I think that's what burned him. And then, of course, they had the Robert Suarez thing, which I didn't really blame him too much. Like, I felt like they were probably going to leave Suarez in. Could have gone with Hader. Probably hindsight that was the correct move. But there were some question marks like that. So I think if I'm looking for something like what I want to see out of Mike Shildt that I didn't see from Bob Melvin, that's where it comes from. A lot of people didn't really think that Bob Melvin was a good leader and stuff like that. I disagree. I thought he was. I thought that it was just like they were losing. Like that's what when you're losing, like that's always like what people go and like try to look for, and try to just kind of like find excuses and like ways to cope with what's going on. But overall, in terms of decision making, that is something that I want to see Mike Schilt do a better job of. Now, lineups. I think we saw that Bob Melvin kind of decided to go with a pretty consistent lineup base, where Jace Tingler didn't do that. Jace Tingler's lineups will be different every single day. So I feel like Mike Schilt is more in kind of the old school mentality of like, all right, this dude is our two hitter. He's going to be our two hitter. We change it up once in a while. There's slight adjustments, but you know, this guy's going to hit 5 and 6 and he's going to consistently hit 5 and 6. It's going to be very rare where he doesn't. And then you kind of play with it. Like the Padres did last year with Ha-Sung Kim, where it was like, okay, he's balling. Let's move in the leadoff. He did great leadoff. And like you adjust throughout, but you don't just change it every single day where a guy's hitting first, then he's hitting third, then he's hitting fifth. You know, like we don't get to see that. So I don't think we're going to expect that from Mike Schilt either. But overall, that's kind of what I'm looking for out of this hiring, out of Mike Schilt himself. But seems like as the guy, as a baseball mind, he's very adequate, very, very smart dude. So that's kind of what I'm looking at right there. But Chase, any other thoughts on the Mike Schilt hire? You're muted, Chase.
Yeah, I saw the little notification. Oh, well, so you basically nailed it. There's a couple things like where hopefully the players react better to Schilt than they did to Melvin, I guess, at the end of last year. You can kind of really see towards the last 10, 15 games where it looks like Melvin just sort of lost the clubhouse, lost the players. Like, I remember the whole hater thing, you know, when he was asking, well, did you talk to him? And he goes, well, it is what it is. Like, we can't have those circumstances if we want to be a winning team. The whole team needs to be connected together. Yes, you can have disagreements on whether or not you're going to come out for a third day in a row and stuff, but to consistently be having to deal with that and kind of just wearing down you as a manager, you can't have that. So hopefully, you know, Schilt does a really good job at managing, you know, those stars and all the personalities in there. Hopefully, you know, we get a little bit more analytics, because I know that was the one thing Bob Melvin wished there was more of on the Padres when he first got here. We were sort of lacking in the analytics department. I think we still are compared to other teams. Hopefully, Schilt can also bring in a couple more just individual coaches for pitching, hitting, and maybe fielding. Just bulk up the coaching staff in general. When you look at other teams, it's like, okay, cool, they have 6 hitting coaches and 6 pitching coaches, and we have 1 hitting coach. Well, now we have 2, and then 1 pitching coach for the entire starters and bullpen. That's a lot of work for one person, and you can't really get a lot of one-on-one and fixing mechanics or tweaking pitches, grips, you know, swing mechanics. It's a lot for one person to dissect a lot of slow-mo of each individual guy. And having multiple people kind of eases the load, and one allows you to work as a team and get more eyes on a lot of different angles. So outside of that, I think that's the only other weakness that the Padres do have. And if you put those two things together and they click, we could be in for something really special. But I honestly think Schilt's great. Hopefully it works out, because you can't be under what – after Schilt, if Schilt doesn't work out, how many managers would this be now? 5, 6? Can't have that.
No, yeah, it's interesting. And I like that you bring up the coaching stuff, because that's not even like a Schilt discussion, but it is when you're talking about the Padres coaching staff. And dude, how many times, Chase, this is going to be, I think, our 4th season covering the Padres. And I think every single offseason, every single year, we pound the table for the same thing. Can you guys please hire some more coaches? You put all this money into the staff, yet we see the Rays come out here with a $60 million payroll, and they're in the playoffs every single year. Why? Because their coaching staff, their the way that they build their farm, the way that their, you know, their front office works, is just, they put so much money into that, they don't even put money into their players. You got to have the balance of the two. And when you do have the balance of the two, your organization looks like the Braves or the Dodgers. But the Padres operate like the Angels. That's what the Angels' problem has been. That's always what the Angels' problem has been. That's why you don't see them reach high expectations. and they had, you know, a World Series, what, like 20 years ago. Well, the Padres have like one playoff run. Like that is the issue. So, you know, I don't really care if we keep bringing it up, dude. We're going to keep bringing it up because that is the issue. That is the biggest issue. And even with this hire, like we're talking about, like, hey, we like this hire. You know, if you do certain things, this will look a lot better. And I think you're 100% right, because if they end up doing that, like, it will look a lot better. You will see drastic changes. You won't see everyone have a career down here, because that's the stuff that causes that. And dude, you hear the players talk about it. They're like, yeah, like we don't really get enough like work and stuff. And like Manny will come out and be like we have enough, like these guys are doing the best they can. But that's just because Manny's face of the team. Like, what do you think he's going to say? You think he's going to come out there and be like, yeah, we don't have what we need? Like, Manny's not going to do that. That's just not his role. So you see it, like you see little like comments and stuff, and you realize what's going on. But I like that you bring that up, because that is drastically important. And I don't care if we pound the tables 100 more times for more coaches. We probably bring it up in about every single live stream we do too. But it needs to just keep being reiterated, because until we actually see changes, that's going to be the biggest problem. And that's going to be why, if it doesn't work out, Chase, guess what? There's going to be the same things that were said about Bob Melvin, about Mike Schilt. And it's going to be like, dude, not much we can do there. So I think that's overall pretty good takeaway, though, on what this hire means, what it's for. And that's kind of what we want to see out of the rest of the Padres coaching staff, and kind of the adjustments and whatnot made. So that's going to do it for today's episode. We're going to talk about a bunch of different stuff. The Padres made a minor trade, kind of a reliever swap with Scott Barlow. So we're going to have an episode out on that. And we'll have a few more out the rest of this week. You know, free agency is starting to kick off. Aaron Nola just got signed. We're going to start seeing some guys get signed. So we had an episode last week about Blake Snell. Obviously, we haven't really been posting that much, so our YouTube algorithm doesn't really want to push stuff out yet. But if you didn't see that, go check that out, because I think it was Isaac and I, and we were talking about Blake Snell and like the chances of him actually coming back, because that's a real rumor right now. And that is a possibility, but we'll kind of see what's going on with that. But I think that's kind of where we're at offseason-wise. We're going to keep going through guys that we like, and if there's anyone you want us to discuss, any potential guys either on the Padres that you want us to talk about or in free agency, let us know and we'll break those guys down. But thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to y'all soon.